With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Lima, you got some Super Bowl odds, speaking of gambling.
Folks, the Super Bowl odds are out, and there's some value there for your Cleveland Browns. Now, how do you have any friends that every year, no matter what, hey, I'm in Vegas, you want me to put some money down? It's actually really annoying. I stopped telling people I'm going to Vegas because I don't feel like having to deal with your money. I don't want to deal with any of it. I don't want to get blamed if I forget and then your team wins the Super Bowl. And come on, you have bookies or whatever. Just go figure it out on your own.
It's really that much of a burden to you?
I just don't feel like doing it because if you got to do one, then before you know it, you've got, well, I got Jacob's money and Sarah and Darlene. And
do they have specific books that they want you to place the wager at?
Because you're shopping it. Yes. They see the odds and they're adjusted.
What type of degenerates do you know?
How many people are going there and just pocketing the money, knowing the Browns?
I've done that.
For years.
It's a risky
play. The Browns
play.
Were never going to.
That is a risky play and a type of a loan that I don't know if you like the VIG.
You get a ticket on it. I mean, you give them the ticket back on it, right?
I want it. We'll see. I got it. It's just
a trust.
It's a trust.
What are the odds here?
So, obviously, the Chiefs. Come in. Well, maybe it's not obvious. Maybe people think, well, how are the Buccaneers? They just beat them. But the Chiefs are number one. They are plus $550. The Packers, plus $900. Buccaneers at number three, also plus $900. Then three teams at plus $12. The Ravens, Bills, and the Rams, all $1,200. The 49ers, I think this is maybe surprising to some, but maybe the assumption is the 49ers could be wheeling and dealing. They're going to be, they were the most banged up team by far in the NFL this year, in addition to Garoppolo being banged up. He wasn't good even when he was healthy. They had all sorts of injuries. Are you surprised at the 49ers being there, Kenny?
I actually am, yes.
I am too. After them, it's the Saints. What, the Saints? Plus 1,700 ahead of the Browns?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Maybe, again, wheeling and dealing. Because that number, remember, that you're trying to get people to bet on that number, so that number is going to drop if they get somebody else. If they just still have Drew Brees, there's still going to be people who want to bet on Drew Brees. If they go and they make a trade, like say they somehow got in on the Deshaun Watson thing, I don't know how they could, but say they did that, well, obviously that number is going to take a huge
– Well, that would be great trade. Value then if you got in on it. Okay, and
so,
then we have the Browns. The Browns are next. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams ahead of the Cleveland Browns. They are tied with the Seahawks at 2,200. Now, I would say for value, I think Browns, that's decent value. Really good value to me would be the Dolphins at 2,500, depending on the quarterback carousel, and if something crazy were to happen, and then the Colts at 2,800.
I'm writing all this down.
The Colts are next, and the Colts have been in every rumor.
So we're with Seattle at 2,200, right? Oh, that's really good. So that's top 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's ninth, right? In a tie.
Okay.
In a way with a tie there.
It's
with
best
Seattle.
Odds, yeah.
Okay, eighth odds. Okay, fantastic. So does that raise the stakes for the Browns or does that lower it? Does it matter to you? It wouldn't lower it, but does that raise the stakes that much to you for the Browns? Or does it change anything for you?
Well, now I think these odds might change in the favor of the Browns considering – you know, some good things should be happening in free agency. The draft is the draft, and, you know, the Browns have a 26 overall pick, and who knows? They might trade out of that. They might trade down and get more picks later on. A lot of teams do in those situations, especially analytical front office. But free agency, you know, they are going to add to the defense. Now they're going to lose Ogunjobi and Vernon most likely, so you're starting a deficit, but you get back Delpit, which we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy Williams, don't know. Don't know if he can play. And then they're going to add defensively. I think they're going to get a big sticker free agent. At least one, maybe two. So they'll probably go up.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Now, we got plenty of time to talk about free agents because I said I'm interested. And it doesn't mean like I just want to sign every single free agent. I'll listen to anybody on any free agent right now. And I think that some people have disagreed with that. I don't know why. I think you're in a win-now mode with this football team, and I think that now's the time you go, okay, what's the price on anybody? And you really have to think about it. Now, if somebody were to go, hey, Jamie Collins is going to be a free agent, which I think he is, yeah, I'd pass on Jamie Collins. Definitely I'd pass on Jamie Collins. But with everybody else, okay, give me a conversation. Let's see if we can do something here. Let's see if we can have a conversation here. I saw the ESPN power rankings that they had the Browns 7th mm-hmm. on their power rankings.
Behind the Ravens.
So, and we teased this a little bit yesterday. How much more pressure, and you're right, the Ravens are at number 6, the Browns are at number 7, and the offseason in three or fewer words from our buddy Jake was, keep it going. For the Ravens, it was help out Lamar. For the Browns, it was keep it going. So when you're talking pressure, there's absolutely more pressure on Baltimore. So if we want to say the Browns were, they got Kevin Stefanski as coach of the year. You had a great season by a multitude of players. Yes, there's more pressure on the Browns, but I think that the team that has the most pressure in this division is easily the Ravens. Easily the Ravens. And then I put Kansas City back there. Above the Browns, as far in terms of most pressure, not whether they can beat them or anything. I think Kansas City's back up there with the conversation after is polarizing about how they lost and the way they lost and everything there. So Kansas City's above them. I think Baltimore's above them. Who else would be above the Browns in terms of pressure? At least in the AFC. Is Buffalo above them? They were an AFC championship game. I don't know
if Buffalo's above the Super Bowl next
Well,
year.
All the warm and fuzzies were taken Maybe care of this same. Year with the Buffalo
yeah,
Bills.
You guys are, yeah, now, yeah, you're right. Now it would be more like, listen, it's time to cash in. But for us, we're not people, a lot of people calling in saying that, yeah, we got to get back to an AFC championship
Let me raise the stakes.
Okay, go ahead.
What happens if they have this big offseason that we all expect them to have, they sign the big free agents, and then they sign Baker Mayfield to a massive extension, third or fourth highest paid quarterback in the NFL, which is what happens. I mean, if he signs, he's going to sign a deal that's north of Carson Wentz, right?
Yes.
So he's going to be the third or fourth highest paid quarterback in the league. And
I
know
where you're going on this.
When we start talking about windows and when you have to start making big time, really big decisions on other guys. Like, you could make the argument this is as talented as it gets for the Cleveland Browns this year.
Yeah. He would be signed before Josh Allen. So, you're up there. And because it's Baker, I think Josh Allen could be a polarizing figure, but I don't think he touches Baker. I don't know if anybody touches Baker. Now, granted, I'm insulated. I'm in Cleveland, all right? But I think there are people who actively root against. I think there are pundits who actively root against Baker Mayfield. Don't like that he takes on the media. Don't like that he dares to have an opinion against you. Definitely roots for Baker Mayfield to lose. I think there are people who, they root for Josh Allen to lose because they want to be right about something, but I don't think they have anything against Josh Allen. Probably Lamar Jackson the same way. For Baker, I think it's personal for a lot of people. I would bet there'd be more pressure on the if they did all that, if they did what you're saying, I'd still put the Chiefs number one. I'd put the Browns number two in terms of most pressure in the AFC. Unless Deshaun Watson were to end up somewhere else. Maybe Miami. Maybe that changes that conversation.
Would. That's good.
216-578-0092. How much pressure is on the Browns going into this year? We got Zach Meisel coming up at 9, and we're going to answer an age-old NFL question. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.